Ryan Clark, Robert Griffin III's marriage to a white woman prevents him from relating to black women like Angel Reese. By Warner Todd Houston on May 19, 2025. ESPN's Ryan Clark accused fellow commentator Robert Griffin III of being ignorant of what black women have to endure because Griffin married a white woman. The back and forth began when Griffin spoke about last weekend's Chicago Sky and Indiana Fever game, in which Caitlin Clark was given a flagrant foul call against Chicago's Angel Reese. But Griffin said that he thinks it is obvious that Reese hates Caitlin Clark. After watching Caitlin Clark's flagrant foul on Angel Reese and the aftermath, there is no way Angel Reese can continue the lie that she doesn't dislike Caitlin Clark. I know what hatred looks like. Angel Reese hates Caitlin Clark. Not some basketball rivalry hate either. Hate, Griffin wrote in a May 17 Facebook post. Griffin's conclusion set off Ryan Clark, who accused Griffin of cooperating with racists. In a video posted to X, Clark went on a tear against Griffin. RG3 saying he could recognize hate when he sees it. When referring to Angel Reese's feelings toward Caitlin Clark was irresponsible, but not at all surprising. Clark's the biggest star in women's basketball, and deservedly so. No need to beat up Reese to add shine to it. pic.twitter.com/u2@0. Ryan Clark, at RealRClark25, May 19, 2025. When RG3 jumps onto the hate train or the angry train, it now follows what we saw from Keith Olbermann, what we saw from Dave Portnoy, as they poured onto Angel Reese to make her the villain, and Caitlin Clark's heroic or hero story, Clark says in the video. The one thing we know about RG3 is he is not having conversations at his home about what black women have to endure in this country, about what young black women and athletes like Angel Reese have had to deal with, being on the opposite side of Caitlin Clark's rise and ascension into stardom. If you're RG3, when is the last time within your household you've had a conversation about what Angel Reese is dealing with? You haven't been able to do that because in both of your marriages, you've been married to white women, he added. You haven't had opportunities to have those conversations to educate you on what they're feeling, what black women deal with, what they're seeing when they think of a young Angel Reese. And the whole time that he's mimicking Angel Reese and bobbing his head and moving his neck while he's doing this whole piece, his wife is in the back amening and clapping, he said. In the text of his ex post, he made several accusations. RG3 saying he could recognize hate when he sees it. When referring to Angel Reese's feelings toward Caitlin Clark was irresponsible, but not at all surprising. Clark's the biggest star in women's basketball, and deservedly so. No need to beat up Reese to add shine to it, the constant race baiter wrote on X. RG3 plays into the narrative that Reese is the villain of Clark's hero origin story. Now, Olbermann, and Portnoy, who berated Reese in college, have an ally in Griffin. Add him to the list of black men who've adopted the corny trend of denigrating black women to affirm their choices, Griffin added. Clark concluded by accusing Griffin of trying to act white, or at least trying to appease racist whites. Attacking Reese multiple times in order to gain favor from his desired crowd won't help RGI blend in more. Echoing the microaggressions of a racist won't make him any less black than me, he concluded. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, x at WT Houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.